I haven't seen a car sit there.
We're live. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting. This is Monday, January 12th. It is 2026, and it is 6 p.m. Would you please establish a quorum?
Yes. Howard Kitchen. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Bill Stewart.
Present.
George Kramer.
Is here.
Jack Cole.
Here.
Roger Hannes.
Here.
Tom Holman.
Present.
Devin Sonnefeld. Rick Castro.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. You want to explain the meeting procedures, please?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everybody to January 12th, 2026 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter into the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, in the staff file, including all information for each case as Exhibit C. So some procedures. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet and give your name to the commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you. First thing we need to get done today is we need to elect a new chairman and vice chairman, or re-elect the old ones.
How would you like to do that? You guys want to go raise hands?
Do it together.
I can hear any nomination. Somebody can make a motion for a nomination. And
okay.
I would make that motion to nominate the present agenda of Howard Kitchen and George.
Are we going to do it at the same time?
Do it at the same time.
A motion to keep the existing chairman and vice chairman. Is there any discussion or a second?
Second.
Motion second. All in favor of keeping the same chairman and vice chairman, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
It's a Howard gets my coming.
How about that?
Thank you.
Okay, public hearing and a final vote. Number 2026-001, rezoning. Stephen Sarkissian. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Step up here and tell us what you'd like to do, young man.
Sorry, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to step or not.
What have I done?
Let's hold on a second.
Yeah.
So, we had minutes from last meeting.
We got to do the minutes. Sit down. Has everyone read the minutes and looked them over? Did anyone like to make a motion relative to the minutes from the last meeting?
I would make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
Got a motion to approve the minutes. Go ahead, second.
Second.
Got a second. Motion on the floor to approve the minutes from the last meeting. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
All right. I'm going to give you your first one of the evening. Well, it's our only one of the evening. So case number RZ2026-001. Stephen Sarkissian. Subject property is 1250 Iowa Colony Road, Hollister, Missouri, Oliver Township, Section 24, Township 22, Range 22. The request. Stephen is seeking Planning Commission recommendation to the County Commission to approve the zoning request of one parcel, number 18-6.0-24-002-003-015.000, located at 1250 Iowa Colony Road, Halsted, Missouri. It'll be a portion of that. Once we get into it, I'll show you what he's looking at.
Okay.
The existing property is zoned R2, two-family residential district. The rezone request is for the new proposal of 2 acres to C2 General Commercial District. The total parcel is 9.63 acres in size. It is served by Missouri American Water for its water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for its wastewater. I think there might need to be a horse main brought over or something, but that's a general idea. All right, with that, let me kind of give you a lowdown of where it's at. Okay, so this little blue here is the parcel in question. Way over here, we got 65. We got Acacia Club. I think, is that still 165 that goes to the dam, or did they change that name?
No, still 165.
165. So it's right on the corner of Iowa Colony and 165. A little closer, you can see Iowa Colony coming through here, and 165. Again, a little closer, here's the parcel. Like I said, almost 10 acres. A little subdivision to its kind of the east, southeast. Let's get a little closer. We got a little bit of the parcel that comes out on 165, and then most of it is fronted by Iowa Colony. Zoning. A1, I guess this would be to the west. Property in question is R2 right now. To the, I guess you'd call that east, you got some R1. To the south, you got some more A1. If you look right over here, scenic lookouts right here, and I can show you that on Beacon if you want me to pull that up. There's a little restaurant, coffee shop, that's C2 right there. Might serve alcohol too. I'm not quite sure what it does now. Excuse me, that's not C2, that's C1 right there. Okay, so this is what he's kind of looking at. And this is tentative. This was a brainstorm. He came into the office. He told us his request and kind of what he was looking for. So we kind of drew out this, and this could change depending on what you guys think and what he thinks as we get through this meeting. But he wanted to change this to C2. Of course, leaving this existing is R2. This would go hand in hand with a replat if it's approved by you guys. So he'd define the size, and then this, if it, the zoning's approved, he'd go through a replat. I would require it. Some pictures out there. This is me across the road looking at where the existing driveway entrance is. This is kind of wide open, so this could change depending on his plan. You know, most likely he's going to come out on a county road. I don't know. Well, Jack, help me out. 165, whatever it is maintained by you, isn't it?
Yeah, both roads, Iowa Colony and 165, are.
Okay, so Taney County Road and Bridge determined where he'd have his entrance based on all kinds of factors. And
that is
correct. We'll leave that for now. But anyway, this is looking where the existing one is. This is looking back to your left. If you're pulling out of that existing driveway, you see the residential area. This looks out at 165. He's real close. That entrance is real close to the 165. It's right there on the corner. This is me just standing on the other side of the vehicle. For some reason, I put pictures of trees and stuff. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
That's a lot of people. That's on his property.
Looks like this is looking the other direction.
There's a little neighborhood.
Little knobs there.
Yeah, there's
with that, I'll turn it back over to the board and bring the applicant up.
Okay. Now, come up and tell us what you're thinking.
I just want to thank everybody for actually taking the time out to be able to come out.
Give us your name for the record, please.
Oh, my apologies. My name is Stephen Sarkissian. So I moved out here about almost 2 years ago. I'm right down the road from there on Foggy River Road. Came out here with my wife, kids, my mom, and my uncle. And we found a spot before. When I seen the scenic view, I've been wanting to be able to purchase that spot. The Vintage Paris, where the commercial's at, the commercial building. But they wouldn't want to sell it. We've been going back and forth trying to negotiate because I wanted, because it's a beautiful spot. And I wanted to put like a nice little, small little steakhouse, like just lunch, breakfast, dinner type of place. And so I ran into this property that was for sale, and then we purchased it. I mean, I went all in. I'm about to try to see if we could be able to make it happen. If not, I mean, in the end, it's all God's will if it happens or not. So we got the place. I got like a rough kind of something, like a rough print of what it would kind of be like. Just be able to put like a small little restaurant on there, kind of have like a balcony sitting over, looking over the area. So if anyone wants to come out for a breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we'll be open up the whole full time. And then I have a letter from Todd and Clay Smith, which is the house on the left-hand side that was agreeing to be able to put that over there also. This is my first meeting. I'm sorry. I'm really nervous. I don't know what's too much to be able to say. I realize I'm overdressed. So it's pretty much what it is. I mean, if you guys do approve, I'll make a nice, beautiful place, something that's going to be great for the community, that could be able to help you guys out, be able to put jobs in the area, and then have a future for Hollister and a future for my kids.
Okay.
That's about it. I practiced so many speeches in the morning, none of this ended up on
the We're pretty easy. You're doing all right, and you look great.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Okay. Let's go ahead and have a seat, and we'll see what the neighbors think.
Okay.
Anybody here want to speak in favor of this project? Does anybody here want to speak against this project?
She's talking and you're talking. And what did you say?
I said, does anybody here want to speak against this project?
We're asking for people to speak for or against. We're starting with against. You need, if you want to talk, come up here.
Okay, I didn't practice.
Okay, my name is Daryl Sokup. I live down at 612 Iowa Colony. Where this intersection is, can I go over and point?
You betcha.
Okay. The viewpoint's down here. You've got buses and traffic coming down this road. Pretty damn doggone fast. They come around this corner where it's blind. We got people coming up over this blind hill right here. Anyway, this intersection, I'm curious. They're going to have to make it pretty good size to make this transition into his property. Iowa Colony is not built for a high volume of traffic. It's one of the old roads, two lanes, and ditches. Okay? So, with that in mind, I'm just kind of curious, how are you going to fix this intersection so it's going to be safe enough? And the only way to do that, of course, is encroaching onto this and straighten out whatever you got to do. But traffic coming down Iowa Colony, it's a windy road. And where I live down there at 612, they come over those hills 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. They can't even stay in their own lane. They go across the yellow lines. I don't know what it is about Missouri people, but they sure can't drive between those lines. Now, we've had some near collisions. They've taken out signs. But what I'm saying is people use this here as a racetrack, and they also use this one here as a racetrack. So with that in mind, you're going to have a traffic problem right there. I know that don't mean a whole lot to you, but and for him wanting to build a restaurant, I commend it. Hey, great. But where it's at, it goes out, and then it kind of goes like straight down to the Taney Como. I mean, it's a monumental task right there. It's too bad they didn't have an aerial view of what it looks like now. The other gentleman did show it. That was pretty, yeah, you. I saw you today. Anyway, it's going to be interesting. But my concern is the volume of traffic and that the types of traffic on this little intersection, going to have to take that into consideration. You know, I'm kind of going like, that's an accident waiting to happen.